rapscallion drums pounded savagely, throwing out their wild challenge to the summer skies. Pennants and war banners fluttered in the breeze, bedecked with tails, skulls, and hanks of animal hair. The little rat informant, Gribble, slunk about outside the first blade's shelter, waiting for him to emerge. Damoc Warfang strode out, his face streaked purple and red for battle. Unsheathing his sword, he cast an approving eye over the ranks of snarling vermin before turning to the rat grovelling on the ground in front of him.
"Speak your piece quickly, Gribble, and get out of my way."
The rat was already shuffling backward to avoid a sudden kick.
"Great Lord, the seer and the dumb one are gone. So are the two guards you left to watch them. Also the ferret Wrinkle and several others are missing from camp."
Damoc faced west across the valley slope and nodded curtly.
"Well, let's hope they catch those two for their own sakes. If they've deserted, I'll find them when this is all over. But now I march west to find out what these red wallers are made of. Stand aside. Death waits on any beast barring my way."
The great rat hurried to the forefront of his vast, eager army, with their war cries drowning out the pounding drums.
"Warfang! Warfang! Warfang!"
Away to the west, the green valley basked in the warm sun. Light breezes rippled the vale ferns and stirred the blossoms of gorse and pimpernel on the broad hill slope. A single rock with moss and lichen clinging to its sides stood out on the long high ridge like a raised otter tail. Far below, wispy tendrils of mist arose from where the sun's warmth penetrated a deep rift that ran like a jagged scar along the valley's far edge. Small birds, redstart, stonechat and wheatear, chirped and chattered, perching on gorse thorns with sure-clawed skill, bright beady eyes constantly searching for minute insects. Butterflies and bumblebees visited the flowers of the vale, and sunlight glinted off the iridescent wings of hoverflies seeking aphids. The life of the valley hummed peacefully on, lulled by summer's warmth, unaware that three armies were marching toward it.